Greetings, everybody. This is David, and I'm bringing you today's reading from Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through to verse 19. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here am I." He said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship, and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took it in his hand, the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. One of the amazing stories of the Old Testament. We've seen some of the sordid ones, but this is really up there at the top, isn't it? You know, here we have a classic Old Testament imagery of the Messiah, Jesus. His crucifixion, his carrying the wood of the cross, the 3 days being sacrificed, the son, the only son. There is so much imagery in this passage that is a reminder of what Jesus has done for us. And in that last bit, "Your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." And that's through the sacrifice of Jesus that Abraham could look to the future and knowing that there was going to be, we know as the Messiah, who would set the people free. And there's many other things we can look at in here. And first thing was, after these things, God tested Abraham in verse 1. And I think we need to remember that God tests us, but he never tempts us. As it just says in James 1 verse 13, God does not tempt anyone. He cannot be tempted. tempted by evil. God is holy. And I like to think of it this way. A temptation has the ability to take us away from God, but a testing has the ability to draw us closer to God. And that's what we find here with Abraham. As I said before, Abraham had been taken by God out of the Ur of the Chaldees, but God was still working on Abraham to take the Ur of the Chaldees out of him. So this was the last test, if you like. His security was on his heir, his son, his only son. And at this point, God is testing Abraham. Are you going to trust me, or are you trusting your future in your son, your heir? And obviously we follow this story through, and we know that Abraham was faithful to God. He believed. It's a very difficult story. I cannot imagine any of us being put through something like that. But one of the keys to this passage was Abraham. He said, "Here am I." Abraham had learnt to recognize the voice of God. And so much in our busy, noisy lives, are we missing out on hearing the word of God? Is it just being swamped out? So we need to just literally train ourselves as we read his word to listen for that still small voice, so that we can be faithful to him. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you that, you know, Abraham was faith was declared to him as righteousness, Lord, and we can see here that your hand upon his life, you're working things through in his life. But Lord, we just look at the imagery of this story, especially that bit, Lord, God will provide for himself the lamb. And Lord, we just thank you that you provided Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God, as John the Baptist said. And Lord, we just thank you for this. And we just thank you for your words this morning, that, you know, it just reminds us of this imagery. But Lord, it also reminds us how you test us. Lord, you don't tempt us, but you test us. So Lord, help us to pass your tests, to draw closer to you, rather than to give up. Lord, may we just continue working for your will, because Lord, it was all about Jesus, and Lord, you have raised us up, your offspring. So Lord, we just thank you this morning, and we just praise and worship you, Lord, for the sacrifice of Jesus the Lamb. Amen.